Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Sadly, we are seeing a reprise of the 1970s. The same failed policies producing the same disastrous results. Except in the rerun, Joe Biden is Jimmy Carter 2.0.
He's history's greatest monster.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Are you still confident that it developed naturally?
No, actually, that's the point that I said. And
everything about the stepwise evolution over time strongly indicates that evolved in nature and then jumped species.
So, which is it?
Dr. Fauci is playing word games.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to a more full briefing room. Double the fun.
Double your alignment. Oh, no, single gum, double fixing your mouth like.
Vaxies.com.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. You know, all these people that talked about the leak coming out of the COVID virology, the Wuhan virology lab, they were all punished in social media and in one way or another, and in the deep state, big tech press. You know, they said that Tucker Carlson, they gave him a pants on fire, meaning liar, liar, pants on fire in PolitiFact for having on that female Chinese researcher talking about how the virus escaped from the labs. And now they've rescinded the pants on fire label on Tucker's reports from last year because it looks more and more like he's right. Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas, who you just heard in the intro, he was demolished on social media for saying that he thought it came out of the labs. And as he so often does, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, had a great comment on how people's now the truth is coming out, or it appears the truth is coming out. Even Fauci is backtracking a little bit after he got nailed by Rand Paul a couple of weeks ago in a Senate hearing. DeSantis, it's the old saying that the former labor secretary for Ronald Reagan, Donovan, said when he was acquitted on the charges, where do I go to get my reputation back? DeSantis was making the same point over the weekend, cut 20.
But you remember when people last year were raising that as something that needed to be investigated, they were deplatformed for talking about the lab leak. They were censored for having said that, and now even Fauci admits that this may be something that very well is the case. Are they going to now censor Fauci and pull him down off social media?
I would just settle for taking him off the Sunday chat shows. I guess he was back on a couple of them this weekend. I don't know that for a fact.
I don't think Fauci really uses social media to begin with. I haven't seen his profile. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't.
But he's always picked up and people are retweeting him. And, he knows everything. And follow Fauci, and I'm a Faucist, and all hail the Faucist regime we have in place. They don't really say that, but that's what it comes down to. Time now for the Chump Line.
So it's Bob Dylan's birthday. I sure hope somebody bought him some harmonica lessons. I think he's been playing the wrong side of that thing for 50 years.
More like 60 years, plus 60 years. But he's doing okay, I think, with the harmonica. He's getting by.
Hey, what's that thing spinning on the roof of your house? Oh, I just got it. It's called a Fauci weather vane. It never stops spinning around. It's great.
Yeah, I know. I've said that before. He's like a weather vane in a hurricane. He just keeps spinning and spinning, whether it's masks or how many shots you need or whether you need a booster shot or when the kids can go back to school. et cetera, or when there will be a return to normalcy, et cetera, et cetera. He just, the only thing he won't comment on or doesn't want to comment on, now he's finally being forced to, is whether the Chinese did it. Let's play. There's a really revealing cut here about his collaboration with the bosses of China. Cut two.
We had a collaboration with some Chinese scientists.
Talk about a Freudian slip.
In the full cut, you can tell it tripped him up. Like, he's like, oh, crap. How do I get out of this?
Let's hear the full cut then. Might as well hear the full cut. Cut
so
one.
In a very minor collaboration as part of a subcontract of a grant, we had a collaboration with some Chinese scientists. And what he conflated that is that therefore we were involved in creating the virus, which is the most ridiculous, majestic leap I've ever heard of.
It was very minor. It was a subcontract. Dr. Fauci, you know the word fungible? That means money can be used for anything. You gave them money. Money was used apparently to produce this virus that devastated the United States of America economy, and it killed a lot of people, that some of whom might have even survived another year or two. And you're just tap dancing and backpedaling and telling us you had nothing to do with it. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, looking forward to seeing drastic price cuts on face masks, to hearing commercials start with, now that we're back to normal, instead of during these special times, and smelling legal backyard barbecues. It feels great, don't it?
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. I was pissed off to learn that Tucker Taylor pushed the limits of the protocols over the weekend and did live singing. We can't disrespect the virus by singing Frank Sinatra. The only antidote to Sinatra is Don Rickles. And unlike those 3,500 folks in the nursing home sector of the community, I can't undo his death.
Charlie cut the number of nursing home deaths from 9,000 to 5,500 overnight a couple of months ago. It was a miracle unheard of since biblical times. But he pulled it off. And
at my gig over the weekend, I asked the crowd, I said, aren't you glad that Joe Biden took Gina Raimondo away from you guys? And everybody started clapping. I said, I only wish he did the same with our governor.
Yeah, I saw that a bunch of people are announcing against Dan McKee, the acting governor of Rhode Island, who just rescinded all of the police state lockdowns that Gina Raimondo put in, and they got all these people running. How are you going to beat the guy who freed Rhode Island? That's all he has to do, run for re-election, right? I freed Rhode Island and Providence Plantations. Oh, that's right. They got rid of the name Providence Plantations.
People who believe that there are 57 genders nagging me about following the science just blew up my last good irony-o-meter.
Yeah, I know. I know. These are the same people who believe that that the world is going to be flooded by the rising sea levels, even as their greatest heroes, Obama, Biden, and John Kerry, buy multi-million-dollar oceanfront mansions on the east coast of the United States.
Well, they'll stone you if you will not wear your mask. They'll stone you if you do not get your vax. They'll stone you if you send your kids to school. They'll stone you because they think you are a fool.
Everybody must get masked. That's another great Bob Dylan song. That's a version of it. But you know what? That's a good Chump Line message, but it's still not as good as the one on Friday. They're going to put y'all back in masks.
Charlie Parker here. I'm a huge fan of Dylan also. In fact, you don't have to be a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. And you don't have to be a scientist to know that you should wear your mask.
That sounds like something Charlie Parker would actually say. 603, I love Maggie's Farm. We played some of that earlier in the day. Used a line from it in my senior high school yearbook. I try my best to be just who I am, but everybody wants you to be just like them. That's the last line of the song. Before I ain't going to work on Maggie's Farm no more. Now it's all relative today. Think masks and or vaccines. Exactly.
I hear the government is retraining unemployed plexiglass workers for highly lucrative jobs in the Russian pipeline industry.
Right. We could just move our pipeline workers over from the Keystone Pipeline to work in Europe, right? Biden cost all the Keystone Pipeline American workers their jobs, but he signed off on letting Russia build their own pipeline. It's great. But always remember, Donald Trump is a puppet of Putin.
Joe Biden said he once met Bob Dylan when they both performed at Woodstock.
Of course, the joke being that neither of them actually performed at Woodstock.
Vaccinated and not vaccinated are just privileged binary designations that do not respect the vaccination spectrum.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, what if you identify as vaccinated? You shouldn't have to, deal with non-vax phobia.
So Harris is the czar of the border, where she insists everything is in order. Don't know how she knows when she never goes. And when asked about it, she sounds like a tape recorder.
Yeah. What are they going to do when the 25th Amendment finally has to kick in and they have to send Joe to the assisted living facility? I mean, the other one that's not at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. What are they going to really put her in charge? I mean, they, whoever they are, the people really calling the shots here. She's as dim as Joe Biden.
Was I watching the PGA Championship last night or a scene from The Southern Border?
They were happy that the shark prevailed at the age of 50.
The shark? That's Greg Norman.
I'm sorry. I'm getting them confused.
Phil Mickelson.
I get them all. I haven't been following it too closely since the Golden Bear and Arnold Palmer and Gary Player.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Taylor, I thought you weren't a sports fan anyway. How'd you know that?
I grew up watching golf. I like golf. I'll sit and watch golf.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd rather watch paint dry.
I love watching golf.
To each his own. The chump line is the voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time of the day or night, at least between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Call 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The chump line, if you didn't hear your message or you want to hear more messages, you could always listen to Chopped Chumps. Those are the excess chump line messages from each day. We post Chopped Chumps at around 7 o'clock every weekday evening. And you can get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, looking forward to seeing drastic price cuts on face masks, to hearing commercials start with, "Now that we're back to normal," instead of "during these special times," and smelling legal backyard barbecues. It feels great, don't it?
People who believe that there are 57 genders nagging me about following the science just blew up my last good irony-o-meter.
You sure it wasn't the BS detector? I guess they're the same thing, just different names for the same product. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. Mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you believe COVID-19 developed naturally?
No, I do not.
97% say no.
All right. 844-500-4242. Bruce from the Met says, Taylor is correct. Golf is the only sport to watch nowadays. Another thing we disagree on. What the hell? Oh, it's not like I'm watching baseball, Bruce, or basketball.
Even golf has its woke moments. Remember when Bubba Watson, he had the General Lee painted over the flag?
Did he?
Yeah, he had the original car.
Really?
Yeah. He painted over the flag on the roof.
Ridiculous. 844-500-4242. I have another race hoax here somewhere. It was from Minnesota. I'll find it here in a second. Let's take a couple of calls. Elizabeth, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, listen, a couple of things. Number one, Bob Dylan's best song ever was Make You Feel My Love.
Okay, that's
number two.
That's later. You were in the later period of Bob Dylan life.
Well, I was only born in 61, so what can I say? Anyways, the second thing is I am a healthcare worker. I'm an RN. I'm heading into my shift for night shift tonight. We need the governors of this country to release healthcare workers from mandated mask wearing 14 hours, 13 hours a shift. Every day that we go into work, it's insane. We're all vaccinated. That was the whole point.
I couldn't agree with you more, Elizabeth. We have a friend in Florida that, she's a really, really good nurse. And she loves being a nurse, and she can't stand it, Elizabeth, just for the reasons you said. She can't take wearing a mask that many hours a day. It's not good for you, is it?
No, it's not. We're breathing in our own CO2, and God knows what kind of fibers are coming from the cheap masks that they actually supply us with. In 10 to 15 years, there'll be some kind of study that shows that some kind of pulmonary fibrosis resulted as a result of us having to wear those masks as long as we do. We all ate them.
Right, like 9/11. Well, aren't they relaxing the standards? I thought they'd already relaxed them in Maine, or they were going to in a couple of days.
In retail shops, so thus far, and in restaurants, but not in healthcare settings.
Ugh. I'm sorry, Elizabeth. I think you got a long way to go in Maine. Those two, Janet Mills and her health director, they're as insane as Baker and Sutter's down here in Massachusetts. Thanks for the call, Jim. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Howie. I had a doctor's appointment today. I went in for some blood work, and I was sitting in a waiting room. There was me and another guy and three girls, and they all had masks on. I took mine off, and this girl looked at me, and I could see her eyes smiling at me. And I said, I got some friends coming up from Cape Cod this weekend, and I told them they had to wear their head masks.
Thanks, sir. We haven't got time for any more, Jim. Thanks for the call. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Trump 757, that was the campaign plane. I was on that a couple of times. Is being taken out of mothballs and updated for future rallies. As you know, former president is having rallies next month in, Ohio, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia. He should have one in New Hampshire. You know, he's following the Wyndham, New Hampshire audit returns. By the way, Scott Brown. I was glad that his wife, Gail Huff, showed up. I like Gail. I like Scott. Gail Huff showed up at our remote on Friday in Portsmouth, and she gave me a big jug of New Zealand white wine because he just came back as the ambassador. But he's now the dean of a law school, New England School of Law in Boston. And I don't know if he feels like he has to get woke to keep his job or what, but he's been ripping Trump to shreds. He's now writing op-eds for the Boston Globe. The only way you can write op-eds for the Boston Globe is if you're far left. And then he was on CNN yesterday and blaming Trump for everything but Halley's Comet. It was kind of sad that he was. I was getting texts and emails from people who were watching it and saying, "What the hell happened to Scott Brown?" I think he's just trying to protect his, I won't say phony baloney job, but let's say his sinecure, his no heavy lifting job as the dean of the law school. 844-500-4242. White Bear Lake is a small town, I guess, in Minnesota, and they have a high school there. And guess what? There has now been a racial hoax in White Bear Lake, Minnesota. An Instagram account was created that sent racist messages to black girls. It turns out it was created by a black female. Police reports obtained by the College Fix through a Public Records Act request state that the student who created the account is a member of the Black Excellence Club. The messages, racial slurs, the N-word, etc., were sent from the girl's home IP address. The girl will not face any criminal charges for the hate crime hoax. Stop me if you've heard that one before. They never face any charges. She originally told the White Bear Lake Police Department that she did not create the account. Then she said she did create the account. The police said, though, that he could not say if the student lied or did not lie, but if that they were going to charge people with lying to police, cops would spend all day in court. Really? Tell that to Roger Stone. Is there much of a double standard here or what? Not just in these two cases, but around the country. The school will not comment on whether there will be any school disciplinary procedures against the black hoaxster. Another student was identified by media outlets as making an accusation that the account was actually created by a white conservative student at the high school named Avery Severson. So you'll notice that the white female who was falsely accused, we have her name. Her name will live forever on Google with, this hate crime. You know, she'll be answering questions about this when she's applying for a job at the age of 40 or 50. But the black female who actually committed this racial hoax, this latest racial hoax, is not even named. Not even named. Just walks away from it. Nothing happens to her. 844-500-4242. I never understood why you supported Brown so much. Did you work with Gail on TV? No, I lived in the Senate district that was the state Senate district that was represented by his predecessor, a woman named Cheryl Jakes, rhymes with fakes, one of the ultimate phonies that ever, even by state house standards, she was a phony's phony. And I was so happy when she left and Scott Brown got her seat. And, wasn't he better than Marsha Coakley? I believe he was. I believe he was. But again, he's just doing what he has to survive. 844-500-4242. Zimmy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zimmy.
Hey, Howie. I was just a fellow Dylan aficionado here. I was wondering if you had touched yet on the 2003 film by Bob Dylan, Masked.
No.
Anonymous.
I never even heard of it. I'm sorry.
Really? He's co-credited with writing half of the script, which rumor has it, it was just a bunch of notes pieced together. A lot of big names in it. John Goodman plays the promoter. He sort of plays a parody of himself. It's a fun movie. It's not great, but it's a fun movie.
You know what?
Worth checking out if you're.
You know what
Bob.
I used to like? He for a while on Magic Radio, the satellite radio. He had a show on the weekends, just of his favorite songs, and he would put them. He would just put together. You know, there'd be a different theme every week, and I assume he had a producer who did most of it, but he was actually the host of it. It was pretty damn good show. I mean, he had good taste in music.
You can understand him when he talks?
As well as you have to.
Unlike when he sings?
Like when he sings or, you know, again, he's kind of, if you want to see him talking in a movie, I would recommend Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid. And, you know, he just has a small role in there in addition to singing these really great songs. But at one time they have him reciting all the canned goods in some kind of general store out in New Mexico. And it's pretty damn funny. He's good. I'll give you, here's one from the 70s. I hate the actual song. It's about George Jackson, the thug who was they tried to bust him out of his trial, and he ended up being killed, and the judge was killed, and a couple of the people his fellow thugs were killed. And Bob Dylan wrote a song about it, and it was BS, the song. But he had one great line in the song, cut 31.
Sometimes I think this whole world is one big prison yard. Some of us are prisoners, the rest of us are guards.
It's real simple, but it gets the point across. 844-500-4242, Limerick guy. Why are you an alibi Ike for this Trojan horse Brown? It's not like you. Again, Limerick guy, I know that we like to all of us see the world in terms of black and white, but there are shades of gray. And, he's a lot paler shade of gray than, say, Marsha Coakley or the fake Indian who actually defeated him in the presidential election year of 2012. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call.
I guess
I'm calling just because I don't recognize my country right now. You know, I mean, give a shout out to Dr. Rand Paul because right now, I mean, if Jussie Smollett was out there accusing someone, or maybe if there was a rope hanging up Rod's door, then that's.
Yeah, got a bad connection, Alan. Call us back. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Howie. The greatest double album, I think, Blonde on Blonde.
I agree.
When that came out, my friend Esther said, my mother is going to love this. So her mother was pretty hip. And, you know, we were in our 20s. Her mother's in her 50s. So we took the train uptown with the album, and we put it on her hip mother's turntable, and we played Just Like a Woman. And Sad-Eyed Lady of the Lowlands, and then the greatest song, Visions of Johanna. And Esther's mother said, that's nice, but it's already been done by Frank Sinatra. So I guess it's all generational, Howie.
I guess it is. How old are you, Paul?
74.
Okay. Yeah, see, I
was born in 46, so when that album came out, I looked it up. I guess I was 20 or 21.
Right. See, that I was a little young. I would have been 13 when that album came out. I didn't catch on to it till I was about your age. I mean, you know, when I was in college and listening to it, when people started playing it at Deerfield, all those albums, I thought, are these people crazy? I didn't understand it, but I got it. I like, it's just great stuff. And again, Blonde on Blonde, it's got to be the greatest stuff. And it came out the same year as Highway 61 Revisited. We didn't pull the thing, but there's a great line in Highway 61 Revisited, and it's from the actual title song, and it says, he had 1,000 telephones that don't ring. Can you tell me where I can get rid of these things? Whenever I think of like Kamala Harris's campaign for president, any kind of a bust out campaign for president or Enron when they were running that scam, I always think of that line, 1,000 telephones that don't ring.
I'm curious, Paul, what did your mother mean when she said Sinatra did those songs already? I don't I don't follow.
Well,
that.
The songs I mentioned, which you should check out this album. You might actually dig this more than others. But remember, it's poetry. The guy's voice sucks, obviously. But Visions of Johanna and Sad Eyed Lady of the Lowlands are two of the most beautiful, like you could call them, romantic songs ever done. The difference with Sinatra and Dylan is Dylan wrote these songs. Sinatra yeah. took other people's poetry and interpreted it beautifully, and Esther's mom realized that. And she had gotten the same vibe when she was 20 from Sinatra that we right. were getting.
It's what you grow up Dylan. With. It's what you grow up with. Someone was saying today on one of the radio blogs that all generations, they tend to stick with the music that they loved or they first encountered when they were teens. That would be you and me encountering Blonde on Blonde, Paul, right? So,
but there are also, there are expressions, words that we use that our whole culture uses now, and I can't put my finger on any, but Dylan wrote them first, and they became part of our regular language. I'm sorry I can't put my finger on one.
Well, like a Rolling Stone. Like a Rolling Stone.
Well,
everybody must get stoned.
Just say he used the word inappropriate first or something like that. But, it's you know, that's not the word. But
something's happening here, Mr. Jones, and you really don't know what it is, do you, Mr. Jones? I mean, all these you know, lines, you know, can't buy, I mentioned earlier, can't buy a thrill. I got a head full of ideas that are driving me insane. I mean, all these lines, I mean, they just kind of reverberate around the whole culture, don't they?
That's it. You picked out a few. We use them every day, and we don't think about where they came from. They just became part of our parlance.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for the call, Paul. 844-500-4242. I think his mother just meant that she grew up as a Bobby Soxer and she loved Frank Sinatra. And if she was 10 years older, she would have been a Bing Crosby fan. If she were 10 years younger, she would have been an Elvis fan.
I get it. Yeah, I can respect that line of thinking.
Yeah. You know what I miss? A true, real break. Not a running away from your life break where you go hide in the bathroom or throw your phone in a drawer or endless downtime. I mean a break that feels earned, a shortcut you give yourself that makes your life truly easier without sacrificing the end result. That's my experience with HelloFresh. HelloFresh is such a great product. You can get meals delivered to your door, ready to be prepared in as little as 20 minutes. They have recipe cards that tell you how to do it. They even have the seasonings and you can pick any kind of food you want and you don't have to deal. You still have to put up with the Karens at the supermarkets, at least for a little while longer. In some places it's going to go on for probably months. Karens, masks, one-way aisles. Do you really want to put up with that BS? People staring at you, the social distancing. HelloFresh relieves you of all those headaches. And it's not like they're giving you some kind of takeout or space food that you microwave for 10 minutes. HelloFresh provides whole restaurant quality meals made with fresh pre-portioned ingredients that you can prepare in as little as 20 minutes.
These are great home cooked meals. My wife and I were getting HelloFresh on a regular basis now. And I don't, whenever she packs my lunch, there's always a HelloFresh meal in there now. And I don't even ask what it is because I don't care because I know it's going to be great.
And you know, even if you like the meals that you've been preparing for years, you get kind of tired of them. It's nice when you can have like something different, like a pork taco. I mean, it's just great. Or Parmesan chicken. Or cheddar burgers. It's all good. HelloFresh sends all the ingredients right to your door and delivers them contact-free. You also get easy-to-follow recipe cards with pictures at every step. With more than 25 chef-created recipes to pick from each week, you'll never run out of meals to try. And something else you can feel good about? HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12 for 12 free meals. HelloFresh.com/Howie12, code Howie12. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr. the original Carpetbagger.
That's the Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
Down here next to me in this lonely crowd, there's a man who swears he's not to blame. All day long I hear him cry so loud, calling out that he's been framed.
I Shall Be Released by Bob Dylan, covered by many people, but I think that's as good a version as there is. I mean, you know, people have put out collections today or compilations online of the best covers, they say. And I think most of them, I think he sings most of them better. I mean, All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix is obviously better with Jimi Hendrix, and The Mighty Quinn by, who was it? Some English group. I can't even remember now. That's better. But most of the songs he does better than anyone else does, in my opinion. But I'm a fan, as I say. 844-500-4242. John from Kansas. I appreciate good covers of Dylan's song and including the music he wrote, but let others record. His voice was too nasally. Yeah.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
And, you know, speaking of, you know, phrases from his lyrics that have become part of the national lexicon, someone reminds me of this line: you don't have to be a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. I mean, again, that's the Weathermen, the terrorist group from the 60s and 70s, that's what they're named after. That's a Bob Dylan song. And as Taylor said, is that really something you want to be remembered for? But it just goes to show his ubiquity, his ubiquitous influence on the culture at the time. Joel, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joel.
Hey, Howie, how you doing, buddy? Hey, I appreciate this. Hey, you've been talking about Dylan, man, and it was such a fascinating, I don't know if it was BBC or whatever, I'm trying to find it. But yeah, because of the, you know, it's funny you segued about the Weatherman. He got a bad rap as far as like his lyrics, like, you know, a lot of the old school guys, my father included, that hippie, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then I see this interview, and I love the guy. I absolutely love him. I love his lyrics. He says, I'm a conservative.
Yeah.
Think about my lyrics. You know what I mean? Less government. Just leave me alone.
Right.
Let me live my life. You know, and he gets such a bad rap that way.
Yeah. You know, the last lines of, Subterranean Homesick Blues? The pump don't work because the vandals broke the handle. I mean, that sums up America right now, doesn't it, Joel?
I know, dude. Hey, great show, Howie, man. Great show.
Thank you. Manfred Mann covered Mighty Quinn. 844. For a while, Dylan was a born-again Christian. You know, he wrote in the 70s. I don't know if he still is. I don't think he is. But he wrote, you know, you got to choose who you serve. I forget the exact lyrics because, again, that wasn't one of my favorite tunes. But he's been through a lot of incarnations. Tangled up in blue, man. Time for my boot heels to be wandering. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.